Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And Coach, we have a couple of things to talk about. We have the district meet held last Saturday. And, of course, you guys have been down at the state meet this past week as well. And we'll talk about that also. Let's go back to your district meet. You guys traveled to Osage, and as we talked about last Saturday before you went, not two meets anymore here in high school wrestling. It's one meet, and that's what sends you to the state or not, but a few less teams than you would have in the past. And you guys are in Osage, a lot of good teams there. You guys feeling like you get a couple kids through. One, you're a heavyweight, JT Kelso, he punches his ticket. Coach, let's talk about the whole day.
Yeah, it was a tough day. I mean, you go into Osage, it's always going to be tough in the wrestling world. So going over, we knew we had a tall task ahead of us. But, you know, all year our kids have been stepping up and going toe-to-toe with people. So we thought we could, with a great day, we could possibly get four through, and knew that if things didn't go our way, we might not have a qualifier at all. So it wasn't our best day by any means. We left a lot of points out on the mat and didn't get as many kids through as we really thought we could have. But overall, put three guys on the award stand. Obviously, JT Kelso got second and punched his ticket to state. And then at 113, Deegan Moore didn't wrestle his best match in the semis, but then came back and got third. So he finished the day well for us. And then as of late, our 106-pounder, Miles Henn, has kind of been on fire, and he ends up getting fourth for us. So three guys placing, and didn't have a great day, but yeah, we had some good accomplishments individually. So we'll focus on that and kind of move forward and had to get ready for state then this week.
And Coach, let's talk about getting ready. Obviously, when you got one of your guys going, obviously you guys are spending the week getting ready. What are you and JT and the other coaches, along with probably some partners and so, what are you guys working on this past week?
No, right away we try to find out as much as we can about the first round opponent, and he didn't get a great draw. He was the I believe 23rd seed, and his first guy only had two losses on the year, so we knew we were gonna get a tough guy first round. But so we spent some time doing a little scouting and finding some video on the kid we're gonna have to wrestle, and then it's just about fine tuning and making sure that your qualifier is feeling good and feeling confident. And you get a lot of individual time, obviously, when you have a handful of coaches and one qualifier. You got a lot of attention for a couple of days. But yeah, it's just a matter of fine-tuning what we already do and then making him aware of what to expect from his first-round opponent and making sure he's feeling good and feeling mentally and physically prepared.
And Coach, talk about that, because that's kind of the one thing I think is kind of interesting is, of course, you know, people, there's times where people get injured or maybe they got injured and are trying to make it work, but then it doesn't work. So the seedings sometimes get mixed up, because if I'm not mistaken, I think originally he was even a different seed and then got moved in that 23rd seed, something along that. So how is that difficult with this big tournament? Obviously, kids dropping out and kids moving up and then things all get shuffled like that.
Yeah, and the state does a pretty good job of communicating with us. And so before we had spent too much time, we knew who he would be wrestling first round. But, you know, it's such a be prepared because, you know, with injuries or illness, the morning of the state tournament, all of a sudden you may get a call and say, hey, so-and-so has gotten sick or got hurt, and we had to re-see the tournament, and now here's who you have first round. So luckily, we hadn't done much at all, so all the scouting we had done was pretty accurate. So, but it's quite an undertaking trying to seed 14 weight classes for three different classes with 24 qualifiers in each weight class. And props to the state for doing a decent job with it and getting us going on time on the first day of state on Wednesday.
And, Coach, with that, yeah, you mentioned it. You guys head down to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines and Class 2A wrestling in the morning. Now with the additional kids, it's kind of One class in the morning, one class in the afternoon, one class in the evening, and this year, class 2A wrestling in the morning. 9 a.m. is your guys' start time. Let's talk about that. I mean, obviously, you know, when you guys want to be able to wrestle anywhere, anytime, but when you're used to wrestling, I guess in the tournaments and stuff, you're going by 10 usually or 11, so it's probably not too much of a difference. That's probably the advantage of wrestling, where you wrestle on Saturdays in the afternoon anyway.
Yeah, and like you said, all of our weekend tournaments, we're starting early in the morning, but when you weigh in at 7 and you weigh in Des Moines, you can't really justify getting up at 4 in the morning and leaving early enough to make sure that you don't get delayed by traffic or something else. We came down Tuesday night and actually got into the arena and worked out here. And just to kind of, when you're taking a freshman or a first-time qualifier to state, You do whatever you can to try to get them more acclimated to the environment. So that was nice. We came down and actually worked out down here in the warm-up area and kind of walked around and got ready to go on Tuesday, and then up bright and early and over at Wells Fargo by 6:45 on Wednesday morning to get weighed in. So it's kind of a whirlwind when districts are Saturday and then you leave 3 days later to get down to Des Moines to wrestle. So, once again, it's just a huge undertaking by the state, and it's just good that we could get down here and get ready to go.
Well, let's talk about JT's first match. I know it didn't go his way, but, of course, guaranteed a couple of matches. Let's talk about the first match.
Yeah, first round, he drew the 10th seed, Michael Borman, a junior from Dubuque-Wallert. Borman came in to the tournament at 25-2, so we knew he was tough, had a bunch of wins under his belt, not many losses, but after watching the video, we came up with a game plan and wrestled him really well. Ended up going into overtime, and he was a smaller heavyweight, so we knew we needed to push the pace and bully him, so to say, and use our strength against him, but we ended up giving up an escape in the second period, and then we got a couple of stall calls on him and tied it up in regulation, and then gave up a takedown in the overtime. So, I mean, a 3-1 overtime loss to a kid with only two losses for a freshman heavyweight at state. I mean, we were disappointed, but yet it's hard to be upset with JT. I mean, he poured his heart into it, and it just came up a little short. So, first round, we were a little short, and that was our one match for the day, so we had to come back on or get back to work and do some scouting and figure out what we're going to do the next day for the second round.
Yeah, and your second round match up there against Carson Greer of Williamsburg, one that goes 8-1 in favor of Greer, which unfortunately ends Kelso's tournament. But what an experience! What did you see in that match against Greer?
Yeah, and the match was closer than the score shows, but Greer came in as the 9 seed and only one loss when he came into the state tournament. So he was the only other underclassman in the bracket along with JT. But going in, we knew the guy, he was quick and would take a lot of shots. And the more tired we got, the quicker he was getting to his shot. So we wrestled him tough. We just, the score got away from us and lost 8-1, but once again, you know, you take an underclassman, put him up at the heavyweight class of the state tournament, it just says that hopefully we got a bright future ahead of us. And the first thing JT wanted to do after that second loss was get to the weight room in the hotel and get back to work. And you know, got done watching wrestling on Friday, and he wanted to make sure he got a wrestling workout in, so we're back in the warm-up area getting a wrestling workout in. So he's focused. He's a very focused young man and a hard worker, and hats off to him for getting down here, and hopefully we can make it the first of four appearances.
Coach, put this whole season into perspective a little bit for us, and I know some up and down part of this season. You got some young guys returning, some veteran guys as well. Put the whole season into perspective for us.
Yeah, we came in. We knew we were going to be young, and with no seniors on the team and as many as 7 freshmen in the lineup at any given night. And we knew it was going to be an uphill battle. But we've talked many times this year about how we threw everything at these kids by the kitchen sink, and they worked their tails off, and every time we tried to push them to break them, they'd respond and prove us wrong, and it really set the tone on the future, on the season, and we knew we were young and we were going to make rookie mistakes, and we did. We weren't consistent, and there were times where we would wrestle lights out one round or the next round. We weren't sure where those kids went to, but we had a lot of growth and a lot of fun, and I love these young men. They're just a hard-working bunch, and it's great to work with them. And sitting down here at State and watching wrestling, all I've done is want to come back to have practice again on Monday. So as long as the season is, you're ready to be done, and then you watch things and you see your kids compete, and you're like, can't wait to get back to work with them. So it was overall a good season. I mean, we ended up with a winning record in duels and top half of the conference, and it just, once we can get these guys to be consistent every night out and coach them up a little bit better, we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of success with these guys.
Coach, thanks so much for your time all season. Really do appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you again next year.
Thanks a lot, Zarin. Love the support you guys give us.
That's 4A City Head Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.